John Forslund, the play-by-play man. How are you doing tonight, John?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking some time here.
Anytime.
Hurricanes are a team, I guess, that are up and down a little bit here and there. How would you characterize the first 30-some games for the Carolina Hurricanes?
Well, it's interesting. They had an interesting schedule to kick off the year in terms of who they played and some of the locales in terms of road schedule and so on. And they played some of the heavier teams early in the season and kind of got through it okay. And then they went into a span where they're very inconsistent, had some injury problems, and just didn't play very well. And then recovered in a five-game homestand where they got back to the style that Kirk Muller's been trying to mold his team into. And they simplified their game. They got better in their defensive zone. They did a lot of the things you hear coaches talk about and you can relate to about playing the game correctly.
Sure.
And they transformed themselves. And they went 4-0-1 in that homestand. And then and that's without Cam Ward. That's after the injury to Cam Ward. And they were able to kind of point it back in the right direction. And lately, they've done an excellent job there. They've won three in a row going into tonight's game. They're blessed by being in this metropolitan division where, you know, all you have to do is avoid a big dip. If you go into a tailspin like the Islanders have,
Yeah. You're
in trouble. If you play 500 hockey, NHL 500 hockey, you're going to be okay. So basically that's what they've been able to do. You know, are they going to be consistent like this? I think that's the true test. We're going to find out a lot about them as a team this week with a game tonight in Vancouver, as you point out, in Edmonton tomorrow, then off to Calgary, and then finish up the trip in Phoenix. This type of schedule and this type of Western swing will tell a lot about the Hurricanes.
What is Kirk Muller hockey?
Similar to how he played. You know, he wants honest players. He wants a hardworking team. He likes aggressive hockey. When they're on their toes, Jason, they forecheck well. They make it hard for the other team to get out of their zone. But he's asking star players to kind of lead that way, too. And, you know, with all due respect to some of the players, you know, on this team, it's the Alex Semmons and the Eric Stahls and Jordan, even for that matter, just getting them to a point where they're consistent everywhere. Jeff Skinner would be one of those guys. When the Hurricanes press and they struggle to score, they're probably no different than other teams. They cheat offensively. But when your big guys do it, it hurts. And I think that's the one thing that he's trying to drive through to his club is, you know, I want it from the top down. These guys are on board now, and this is a two-week stretch where we've seen this consistency. And, you know, Eric's starting to get his points. He has points in 11 of his last 12 games. Jordan's starting to put more points on the board. When Semin comes back from injury, he's going to have to jump on board with this program. That's going to be interesting to see. But those are types of things that he's going through in terms of a coaching process. But the Hurricanes, as you know, if you look at their club over the last few years, where's the one area? Even with Cam Ward playing well, they've been victimized defensively. They've had a hard time in their own zone. He's changed that dynamic. They're a better defensive team than they've ever been, and a lot of this has to do with just good work habits.
We're talking with Mr. John Forslund, the play-by-play man for the Carolina Hurricanes, are in town to take on, in Vancouver to take on the Canucks tonight. They're back to take the Oilers on tomorrow. John, you know, you look at this group, and obviously we know that the guys that can score, the Stahl brothers and Skinner and that, but who's supplying that second-tier offense that we all know is so important to winning teams?
You know, who's been a great player for them from the beginning, and maybe the most consistent forward they have is Nathan Gerby. Gerby joined this team after going through a major back problem with Buffalo, a buyout, and they signed him as a free agent just probably to give you a little organizational depth. And he not only has given that, he's made the team and he's been a prominent player. And he's been able to score some big goals. He's played in all different dimensions. He's played on the first line, the second line. Wherever they place him in the lineup, he's been a breath of fresh air. And you think about his game, you know, he's a pretty diligent player when it comes to working hard, and even though he's not very big, he also has, I think, some skill that you forget about because he's basically in the early stage of his career, fourth-line player in Buffalo. But he was a great scorer at Boston College, and, you know, he's terrific skills when given the opportunity. So he's been able to jump into some power play situations with this team and show off a little bit what he can do that way. But for me, that's been a big surprise. He's been one of those guys that flies under the radar, doesn't get a lot of credit. His numbers are strong. And a guy that's starting to find his game now, too, and I think he's a big part of the first line with Eric Stahl and Jeff Skinner, is Tuomo Ruutu. He's had a lot of injury problems, shoulders, knees, back situation. Both hips were operated on last year. So it's taken him a long time to get back to where he can play a game with high energy and grind and you know, make those first hits on the forecheck and all that. He's bringing that now consistently game in and game out. And that's an area that the Hurricanes really need when you look at the general makeup of the team.
John, I actually got a chance to play with Ruutu when he was a rookie in Chicago, and I thought this guy was going to be a superstar. He has everything: shot, physical, yep, skate, big. I mean, it's amazing. But as you know, the injuries that you mentioned have piled up, and they've really hurt him. I guess, has he had to adjust his game so he's maybe not on the injured reserve so often?
Well, I think so. You know, I think so. But it seems like he's feeling, and I've talked to him about it, I think he's feeling better now than he has in a long time. I think he was playing through, Jason, to be fair, a lot of these injuries over the last two seasons. So he was at a place where, you know, he could play, and he just needed to dial back that physical aspect, but he wasn't completely 100% healthy, so he didn't want to get hurt more, but he didn't want to come out of the lineup. They finally had to convince him, okay, you got to have these surgeries, which he did. He had one last year, then he had one during the summer, and, you know, rehab all the way back. But I mean, when you watch him lately, he is being physical. It's probably not as, you know, he used to have the big time hits and everything like that. It's probably not the case. But just in terms of winning puck battles and being that guy that creates space for a player like Skinner and Eric Staal, give them more ice. You know, that's been a nice compliment on the line. As far as his offensive numbers putting up those points to put him maybe where you thought he'd be as a young player, it's not going to be there. You know, I don't know if he's going to score 30 again. You know, he might just be a guy that gets you 40 points and 15 to 20 goals in a good season for him. I'm not 100% sure where all of that will be, but they're happy with his play right now where it's at, and, you know, maybe he'll be able to find that touch again.
We're talking Carolina Hurricanes hockey with John Forslund, the play-by-play man for the team, knows him very well. Tim Gleason, what's going on with this defenseman?
Well, he's a player that it's interesting. You know, if there's one player that at the beginning of training camp when Muller tried to lay down the law, and really it was his first camp because he took over mid-season his first year, lockout last year, so he had a full training camp. They put a big emphasis, as I said, on defensive play, but also being edgier. Gleason was one of those guys that listened to the coach and said, I'm going to go out and do that from the first practice. And in preseason, they played Montreal in consecutive games, and it was a game before in Quebec City where they got blown out next night at the Bell Center, and he fought young Tenorti, and he got concussed out of that fight. So he got behind the eight ball to start the season. Then he came back from that injury, had to jump into a game that probably was too fast for him. He was having a hard time with his foot speed, never found it. And now he's just coming back from another injury, not related to his concussion, but another probably groin-related problem. So he's just been behind it, and it's too bad because he's a player that, you know, over the years with Carolina has been part of the leadership core and was extended, given a pretty decent contract. But you hear his name. You hear his name now, rumors and things about being moved, and maybe he's one of these guys that, you know, they're going to try and upgrade the team in other areas by utilizing him. I'm not 100% sure, but he's just returned to the lineup, and if I had to be honest about it, he's just in between. He's just in between with his play. But his heart's always in the right place. He competes hard and, you know, probably to a fault. But he's the kind of guy you want to have on your team. He's been a great player for the Hurricanes, you know, when he's healthy and when he's been at the top of his game.
In my experience, as soon as you move a guy like Gleason, you're looking to bring another one back.
It's just, exactly, and they're hard to find, you know?
They're very hard to find. Now, one last one for you here, John. You know, a lot was made of the relationship between the Oilers and the Carolina Hurricanes because of the Stanley Cup final those few years ago. I guess from your perspective, way down there in Carolina, what do you see, what do you hear about this Edmonton Oilers team who is quite honestly struggling a lot this year?
Well, I watch them a great deal because, you know, the timing of the games is perfect, you know, so...
Sure.
I get a chance to watch them a lot, and I'm always and I watched them last year during the lockout. Just needed a hockey fix, and they played in Charlotte, and all the boys were there for Oklahoma City, and it was quite impressive, you know, to watch them play. But it's a similar, you know, situation. Hopefully, they can settle down the goaltending situation there with that team, They're fun to watch. I mean, when they're on, they're as exciting to watch as any team in the league. So I love watching them play. But I think it's just a couple of pieces that maybe there's a process going on there with a new coach too that's going to take some time. You know, it's probably it's always the, and you'll agree with this, I think the toughest thing in our business is managing perception and managing sure. that perception of where the team really is. And I know the fans there have been patient, waiting for this rebuild and everything, but were they as good as what people thought they were going to be, you know, going into the season, you know, or was that false? And we have the same problem in Carolina, because in Carolina, as you know, they were spoiled. 2002, sure. they went to the finals. 2006, they won the cup. 2009, they went to the conference finals. Well, and then all these other years, they haven't made the playoffs. So the fans don't understand that, you know, to be a really good team, you have to go through a lot of misery, and if you want to sit through that for years, you know, like Chicago had to do, you know, they're going to get really good for a long period of time. And the Oilers are on their way up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's just, you know, and managing through the frustrating moments, and that's what I see, just a team that's young and gets frustrated and a coach that's trying to, you know, kind of mold them the way he wants, and it's probably a process.
It is no doubt it's a process, and the fans are upset. Listen, let's hope Carolina gets worked out or tired tonight so the Oilers can take advantage of the
world. Well, they should be rested. Yeah. The schedule works out well. And,
it sure does.
Always fun to come to that building, and it'll be great to see everyone.
Well, great energy there. John, thank you for your time. Safe travels from Vancouver to Edmonton, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Jason. Take care. Good luck to you.